But we always look towards Russia, the ominous giant looming in the distance behind, at that time, the Iron Curtain. The Iron Curtain meant you couldn't travel as a Westerner into Russia very easily. The ways which opposed a huge restriction on the traveler. So that Iron Curtain became lifted, or was lifted in the 80s, and we immediately took the opportunity to go there and go to five or four cities and have these very big programs. So I will take you forward. We were in the Olympic Hall in Moscow, and the hall was absolutely full. There was a long queue still waiting to get into the hall, and we couldn't wait. We started the program already, and when we were in the midst of the program, there were about, they counted 35,000 plus people in the hall. And we ended our program with a kirtan where we inspired everyone to just dance and to chant. And my dear devotees, I cannot describe to you what happened. It was as if heaven broke loose. I can only say it like this. People started to really dance and chant like I've never seen before. They were crying, they were climbing on top of each other, sometimes because it must have been that there were some who came from an acrobatic background. There were two people on top of one. So, and they danced, they came towards the stage, chanting and dancing like a tsunami flood of human beings. We had tightened a rope on the roof, and I requested His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj to first make use of the rope in a Tarzan-like fashion. He ran with the rope to the back of the stage and then ran forward and hurled himself into the crowd. It was very nice when he went forward, but when he came back, they stopped him by the loose end of the rope, and they started to climb, you know, there were so many people, up the rope to where he was, and then they took his Nike sports shoe. It was a novelty in Russia. It was not available. And by now I know how it worked. So when we finally, I needed to send 50 policemen into the crowd to retrieve him, to get him. And he came there with only one Nike sports shoe. The other is gone forever to the Russian people. So I still remember that. So the next one was me. So I knew, let me tie up the loose end very high so that no one can get me. And I also flew and greeted the fans as I was sailing over them. And I came back, but I didn't land so glorious on the stage. I landed on the drum set. So I won't do this any longer. yes, it was really something. The next day there were there were 100 journalists, and just imagine this. We were filmed, and it was the CBS, or is it CBN, the American news channel, said Hare Krishna, the fastest growing religion in the world. I still remember this. So as I was thinking about it the next day, I reflected about the long journey which each one of us had to take in order to be part of such a massive engagement which really reached so many predominantly young people at that time. For all of us, the journey started in the temples where we practiced Krishna consciousness, and in the process of practicing Krishna consciousness, we had become friends. We had built a very tightly bond friendship together, and from that, let us say, individual bonding, we were now able to go all over the Eastern Bloc and present kirtan in a very, very large way, with large in the sense of a huge attendance was there. And this again reminded me of the early beginnings of our movement, the movement for Krishna consciousness. In the early times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to gather with his devotees in the house of Srivas Pandit. And they came together when the sun was setting in the western horizon. And the devotees came from all directions. It looked as if rivers were coming and flowing into the house of Shiva's Pandit, rivers of devotees. Then they would celebrate kirtan in the association of each other in the house of Shiva's Pandit. And they became a closely knit community around the chanting of the holy name. They formed relationships, and they really breathed as one community. They saw as one community. Once they had done this for a couple of months, they were ready for the second phase. The second phase of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement started really when opposition came. The Khatsi and the government, the foreign government, forbade these nuptial kirtans And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together for a public protest kirtan. There were thousands of them who followed his invitation. These, not all of the people had fit, had come earlier to this house of Shiva's Thakur, but wherever there is a strong nucleus, there is a strong attractive energy. You can see this when Pandavasena is very strong, then people wish to see, what is this? What are you all about? They're inquiring. They like to come to our events. And this happened also at that early time of our beginning. The devotees who had met at Shiva's Thakur's house were so strong that they could now face the opposition. And they made a big kirtan through the town of Navadvip. They were bearing torchlights. I thought yesterday of it. What if we would equip the devotees with torchlights? We have to be careful with it when we enter Chinatown. Not this is beautiful lamping yongs go up and fire. Of course, it would be a very good dramatic effect. But it is very aesthetically pleasing to see a procession with torchlights. So they went through the night, and it is described their kirtan was so attractive that people transformed their mind. For instance, during this time, there were many thieves on the road who were thinking the owners of these houses have left the houses to look at the kirtan procession or to even join it. So the houses are without any guardians. So they wanted they planned to plunder the valuables from the house. Many thieves had come from the surrounding villages. They had heard here is a unique opportunity for stealing. As they were catching the sound of the kirtan with their ears, a transformation took place in their heart. And instead of stealing in the unguarded houses, they went to join the kirtan as well. They thought, let us to hell with our stealing profession. It is not extremely honorable. Let us better join the kirtan. And the movement became very strong, and so strong that the Qazi and his ministers, his police, his security, and so on, was not able to resist the influence, but they were very inspired to actually ask questions about the Krishna consciousness of the devotees, and eventually they all became followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this all went on that in my mind after I had seen in that evening how the Russian people had taken to the chanting of the holy name, how they had climbed on top of their shoulders, how they had danced like you have danced, only there was more space in the hall, so they could run more back and they could charge forward with abundance and with eyes and hearts that were on fire with enthusiasm. It was quite a scene. We have still some old recordings, and I should somehow upload them on the internet that devotees can see. It was really indescribably powerful what happened there. And I was thinking that to come to this stage, a long journey had been necessary. A journey which started in the privacy of their gatherings, in our gatherings in the temples, where we had become spiritually strong, convinced, and empowered, where our hearts had been purified, and we had come to a stage of great enthusiasm. And I've compared this with the times of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he had started this chanting of the holy names in the association of the devotees in Srivas Sangam, a small group of devotees who had nourished each other and then had formed a nucleus for a movement that became irresistible and unstoppable. Yes, what I want to, so therefore I suggest really that this kirtan in groups, in the schools, the Avanti schools I've seen, Raju is maybe here as well. Raju or Raj? Raj is there, and he has started, and Ram has joined and has learned very quickly the Madanga, I remember. This is one group, but also when you meet maybe friend circles or with every Pandavasena event, I think there's such kirtan that nourishes and strengthens us and lets us feel like one community. There is another, there are two other aspects in the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya which I would like to share with you. One is it makes you strong and it builds a strong community. The other aspect is more personal. It is when you sing together with many, or at least with more than one person or two person, the experience is described to be, it can become very delightful, very tasty. I saw two of you who had tears in their eyes. They appreciated it so much. They were ladies, and when ladies are in a heightened state of emotion, they cry. We men, we usually roar like lions. This is the same thing, the heightened state of emotion. It is said by Jiva Goswami, I have a quote here, he's an acharya, he says like this, Sankirtan, or chanting with others, is superior even to kirtan, or chanting alone. Why is Sankirtan, chanting with others, superior? He gives the reason. Because it produces such extraordinary feelings. And in another place he says, Sankirtan means to blissfully meet with many people. Blissfully meet. Blissfully is maybe a word which is not used in modern times. To joyfully or full with pleasure meet with many people and sing about Sri Krishna, and to do so loudly for the benefit of others. He's an acharya, teacher of the Krishna consciousness, and this is his take. Why does something happen when we do sing together? The one reason is that we all come there, and some of us, if not most of us, bring their devotional feelings in the kirtan. No? You sometimes see when there's kirtan, some devotees go like this, some devotees go like this. And you can see, when you look into their faces, they are in a state of heightened emotions. Not ordinary emotions like you have, oh wow, this is a nice pizza. That's an ordinary emotion, but a heightened emotion is, this is ecstatic. You know, it's in a different category. So they come together, and when several come together, their feelings are shared with us. It's almost like Imagine you have a mirrors, yes, and in the midst you put a candle, yes. Then this candle is reflected in the mirrors which are placed around the candle, and the light is increased because of the combined reflection of many mirrors. So in the same way, when you come together with many and sing in a nice joyous way, the light in the room, so to say, or the emotions, or you would say the atmosphere, becomes heightened to in a degree that is totally unusual. On the day in Moscow when we chanted, we had one public performer with us who was at that time well known in England and in Europe. His name was Boy George. Some of you might remember. He took 2 hours to create his special hairstyle and colorful and this and that. And he's had been to huge festivals, music festivals. But when he came out, I had requested him to sing one song. His song was called "Bow Down, Mr. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna," you know, and there was the Hare Krishna mantra in the end. So he was singing this, and then he saw how the devotees and how the people responded to the chanting in his song. He turned to me, and he said, "I'm absolutely electrified. This is something I've never ever seen in my musical career." During the song, he couldn't look at me. After the song, he looked at me and he said, "Maharaj, this is extraordinary. This is atmosphere is indescribable. It is so powerful. It's so energetic. It's so absolutely uplifting that this has never happened in my entire career of presenting music." So this is the reason why kirtan can be delightful, because it's something which gets mirrored, so to say, from the many hearts which come there, and it goes into the atmosphere, which is becoming at once a spiritually surcharging atmosphere. Let me tell you another. Oh, I have many stories about kirtan. We had been invited to Mauritius. Do you know where that is on the land map? Somewhere left of Africa or right of Africa. It depends how you look. When you look from Europe, it's left of Africa. When you look from South Africa, it's right from Africa. It's an island with 4 different indigenous people. It's French, English, and Indian also. It's a very nice, interesting community. They have also their indigenous animals, which are nowhere else than only on this island. I remember they grow ananas, you know, the fruit ananas, and huge plantages and so on. So we had just ended a kirtan mela. We had a huge tent with kirtan, and it was late in the evening, and I was still there and receiving the people who wanted to speak to me. So I saw at the end of the tent, it was like a huge, like a circus tent, but more huge than a circus tent. I saw a man, and he had some suspicious item in his pocket. I did not know what it is, and there was something dark around his the way he was. So he waited until the last person had spoken with me, and then he came in quick steps towards me. And I was going like, I don't know what this man brings. He noticed that I was nervous and that my glance would go from time to time to the object in his pocket. And he said, yes, this is a pistol. And he took a pistol out. He said, don't worry. I was on my way to the beach. I was carrying this pistol because I wanted to end my life because my wife had left me with another man. Then he became for a moment emotional, and then he steadied himself. But on my way, I came past your tent and I thought, let this be my goodbye party from this miserable world. So he had sat in the kirtan for, I think, two nights, two evenings. And then at the end, he developed, he said, oh, what am I doing? Nonsense. I do not need to take my life. I will just talk to my wife, and if she is determined to leave me, then what can be done? But I will, why should I commit suicide? I will take a new chance and do my lead a responsible life or lead a good life. So he said, this is the pistol I was going to kill myself with, but you have helped me. You have taken this idea out of my mind, and you have given peace to my mind with your singing. I just want to thank you profusely. And I said, thank you very much, but maybe next time don't bring the pistol along. I'm only a human being. I was just, when someone approaches you with a pistol in the pocket, it is, it's not good for the fantasy. So I wanted to give you this also. He came into an atmosphere where he felt this heightened state of emotion, or as Jiva Goswami would say, this delightful atmosphere. So kirtan makes us strong as a community, but it makes us also strong as individuals, because within the kirtan, my dear Pandavasenas and friends and so on, in this atmosphere, you cure, you heal inside from all the complexities, all the unanswered questions, all the burdens which are, all the problems you might have with being secure in this life and finding your identity and all this. No, in kirtan, this is healed. There is a third aspect why the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so has such wonderful results. Now, this atmosphere, this third aspect involves Krishna. The first aspect that a strong community is built involves us, the human beings, the devotees. The second aspect that the kirtan purifies our heart is something which is highly personal and individual. And the third aspect is in relationship to Krishna. When you do kirtan together, Krishna listens. He always listens to any type of prayer or appeal, but especially he listens especially careful when a group of devotees or group of people do what is, you could call it, a group petition. I would like to remind all of us of the time when Krishna appeared. At that time, Lord Brahma came with 33,000 devatas to the shore of the milk ocean. Why to the shore of the milk ocean? Well, in that ocean is a very special island where the Lord resides. So Brahma came, he did not want to take a boat. He just sat down at the shore, and he, with all the other devatas, Shiva was there, and Varuna and so on, and they chanted together a prayer to invoke the mercy of the Lord. They had a request. Brahma wanted the Lord of the universe to take his avatar in India as Krishna in order to relieve the atmosphere. There was so much military there, and there were armed conflicts all over of kings struggling for control, and it was just an impossible, aggressive atmosphere where the ordinary people suffered, much like what you have now in the Ukraine. So Brahma, the question is asked, why did Brahma come with 33,000 devatas on the bank of the ocean? Was he afraid that the Lord would not hear him or would not respond to him? Is it therefore that he, to strengthen his case, brought so many others? It can't be, because the scriptures abound with incidences where Lord Brahma had alone chanted various prayers, and the Lord had always heard him and responded to him. Why then this time did he come with so many? The answer is that he had a very special prayer. He wanted the Lord to appear, and it is said group petition is stronger than individual petition. One of my favorite photos of Naveen Krishna is, Naveen Krishna was very young when the world was younger. He is sitting on top of a double V, VW bus, yellow car. He's sitting not in the seat, as ordinary people should do. He sits on the roof. He has a baseball cap, but not with the the thing, what is it called?
He's wearing it backwards, right?
Yeah, he was wearing it backwards, like a revolutionary. And he had a little thing.
Megaphone.
A megaphone? Thank you. And he was with great enthusiasm and a very determined look in his eyes, saying revolutionary messages in the, that we want our temple, and we so many things like this, no? For the Bhaktivedanta Mena and devotees of Krishna, rise! I don't know what were your slogans. Very, very old. I mean, it looks so gentle, but when he has a megaphone, a baseball cap, head in the backwards position, ooh, he is to be taken extremely serious. Yes, and there were many, many devotees who had come in Panda, and they had made this petition that the temple, which was about to be closed, remain open to the public for the devotees. And this group petition, which was organized, had a big effect on the government. When you want Krishna to move, you need to have also a group petition where the devotees come together in kirtans, and then he listens. Just like when Brahma came with the devatas, when the Lord heard their sincere plea, my dear Lord, we need you to appear on planet Earth. Bhumi, the Mother Earth, has come and complained against this increase of conflicting armies. We have taken this very serious, and we request you now all together to please come and create order again and justice again. So group petition has this amazing effect on the Lord. Group kirtan is very, very powerful, because Krishna listens to when his devotees come together. Very eagerly he listens, very intently, and he's there to give them solace, he's when it is needed, or help when it is needed, or inspiration, or empowerment, and so on. And therefore, I really wish to encourage all of you that to see how you can, where you can find your entry into the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is it there where you can take part? Best is, of course, in such gatherings, and you are chanting so nice. Normally we remain seated in such kirtans, but you were so enlivening that even an old man wanted to use his legs for dancing. This will be very good for all of you if you can learn to do kirtan, if you can be in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's place for everyone, as I said earlier. For kirtan, everyone is welcome the way they are. For a moment it is maybe good to put the mobile telephone in the pocket and then sing, but what goes on before and after is, you will get there by kirtan. So that is what I wanted to share with all of you today. Oh, there's one thing which I forgot. Often we ask ourselves, is kirtan, this kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was happening 500 years ago. Is it possible that the Lord appears today also, and I can make a direct contact with Lord Chaitanya? And it is. I spoke about it one of those evenings. You know, there was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya who appeared after Lord Chaitanya had left already. His name is Narottam Das Thakur, I think you know. And he was a prince. He was from a very wealthy background. And it is described, one day he looked out of the window of the palace and he saw before the palace a camp that had not been there the day before. And when he looked in the camp, he saw very unusual people with unusual activities. They were all singing, they were reading from scriptures, and they appeared like human torchlights. They were so effulgent and then such an atmosphere. So he went from the palace into the camp and he talked to an elderly person, and they told him that this group of people, it was a large group, had just returned from Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be. Now Lord Chaitanya had left the planet, let us remember this. And he asked, who is Chaitanya? This elderly Vaishnava told him about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That afternoon, Narottam went back to the palace and asked his parents if this elderly Vaishnava could please come in the palace and tell more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they agreed. So Narottam heard for as long as these devotees camped before the palace about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew every day. So I will now jump forward. When he was grown up, he decided to hold a festival in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's honor. And he was very wealthy. He sent out invitations to the devotees who had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the invitations were on gold plates. I thought, what if we would have a Pandava Sena event and you would get an invitation on a gold plate? Who knows? Ram is now the president. Never say impossible. So the devotees who had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this planet came for this grand festival. So there were some kirtans in the beginning, but then Narottam Das was requested to sing his kirtan. So, but before he sang, he paid his obeisances to everyone in his audience. It must have been many obeisances that morning. And then he started to sing, and in the midst of his singing, he changed the tune and sang a tune which was sung during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. It was a tune that was so, allow me to say it in the Bengali way, so sweet. I know Bengali. It was so absolutely sweet let us be serious, it had a special quality of sweetness, that is, it really expressed in melody the yearning or longing of the soul for God. It's almost like a transcendental love sickness, if you so want, in modern language. So he was singing this, and the devotees felt so moved in their hearts, and their eyes and vision opened for the ultimate quest. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? And as they chanted like this, in a very devotional way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to appear again. Mind you, he had disappeared, but he's God, so the sun may come out of our vision when it leaves the European horizon in the evening, but it will go somewhere else. It will not stop to be. So Lord Chaitanya had disappeared from the vision of the people, but he was definitely there, and he decided to turn around and come back. And all the devotees saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next to him, Nityananda, dancing and laughing and frolicking. They saw Advaita Acharya with his long white hair. He was very old, with his beard. They saw Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and the whole Panchatattva, the five Lord Chaitanya and his four great associates appeared in that kirtan of Narottam and danced, and everyone was thrown into, an ocean of ecstasy. it surrounded them on all sides, and there was nothing else they could see or feel. They were just exclusively fixed on Krishna. And then the Lord disappeared. He had appeared like a flash in a cloud bank, and everyone saw him for some time. Then it disappeared again. To give the proof, I am with you. I am with you when you come together in a group and sing my holy names. This chanting of Kirtan is so wonderful. I will end with something. You know, Srila Prabhupada, when he was with us, had often warned us. He had said, they produce all these weapons, one day they will use them. We see that today a lot of weapons are sent towards the conflict area. And so we had asked them, Prabhupada, they have also produced an atom bomb. What if they use it and throw it? What should we do? Prabhupada said, then you will come together and chant Hare Krishna. I still remember, I was there in Mayapur when Prabhupada said it. I had not been in the morning walk where he said it, but I received a tape where his recorded words were there. And I remember I thought, but should we not have a bunker, you know, or something? And now when I'm older, I find out, my dear devotees, when you chant the holy name, you are spiritually safe. We all have to die one day. It is, I hope you will not be angry when I say this, but this is the most natural thing which will happen in your life. It's the most certain thing which will happen in your life. And it's good to be prepared. It's good to be prepared. So someone who chants the holy names while they leave the bodies, they will go back to Godhead. That's very nice. So yes, the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya is still going on today, and I invite everyone today. One day, or is it 2 days after Gopurnim? 2 days, no? 2 days after Gopurnim, become a member in the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, good. This is what I wanted to say. I think it will, especially for all you young people, and Pandava Sena is designed to attract the young people, but also the middle class people, and also people like me who are old. It is very, what did you say, Naveen, from cradle
to grave.
From cradle to grave. Do you know this expression? From cradle to grave. Oh. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to share with you. Somehow I think we should, in Pandava Sena, maybe think of how to have attractive kirtan programs and how to teach people to play the instruments. I don't know, I think for you, Ram, when you learned the Madanga and you attended the kirtans in the school, it had a very good effect on your spiritual life. Ne? Yeah, I noticed before you played the Madanga, you were one Ram, and afterwards you were another Ram. I noticed. No, we talked about it. We carefully looked at you. Beautiful. Yeah, so... Thank you. I want to now see if you have any points for discussion, if you would like to ask questions or raise some points. Would be very happy to have a little exchange with all of you. Yes.
As you know, I deal with very unwell patients at work, especially when they're in hospital. And sometimes they have, and this is on the subject of Kirtan, sometimes they have very debilitating mental health problems, sometimes lifelong, which comes and goes, but there's always something in the background. So we do Kirtan, they join in Kirtan, they love it, it helps them a lot, they often need less medication. It's unlikely those who are that unwell will take to any regulated practice. Some do, but very few. I'm sure Krishna sees their condition. Do they get extra reciprocation when they chant? Because they're chanting innocently. They don't seem to have any ulterior motive.
Yeah, I have been part of an experiment in one mental institution with heavy cases in Belgrade, Serbia. There was a doctor who had been coming to our programs, and he said if he would be willing to make an experiment with these people with highly challenged mental situations. And we said yes, and we did an experiment over a period of 3 months, no, 4 months. And we would come every week, once or twice. I don't know, when I was there, I used to visit there, but I didn't stay there. We were twice a week in the mental institution, and we engaged all of the people in chanting. We really requested them. It was long kirtan sessions, and there were measurements done in terms of medication, what they needed, and other parameters, which I must admit I didn't inquire in detail what it is, so I can't now say, but there were very distinct changes in their health patterns. But they needed the help of devotees to chant. When the experiment was stopped, then they didn't, not many chanted on their own, because we can't imagine, you can't imagine what it is to have a mental challenge. It is, you can't tell your mind any longer what to think. The mind, you can't control it. The mind goes in ways and to places which are not under your control. It is very, very, I don't wish anyone to ever experience that, but I saw some cases. They were helpless. The mood shifted so quickly into something full of despair. And so they needed help. And we suggested that the personnel in the hospital purify their hearts, follow the rules and regulations, and do it as part of the healthcare. But it was maybe too early for this.
Do they get extra reciprocation because they're chanting?
Yeah. Your question is, do they get... When Krishna sees someone is really helpless and turning to Krishna, like, Krishna is very compassionate, and when he sees these are really helpless people, then he sometimes gives, but sometimes not. Krishna, you can't make Krishna part of your expectations. He may deem it necessary that people go through and experience and continue with in the next life after they had made this experience. Subconsciously, we don't forget what happened to us. It is always with us, and it is therefore a learning experience. I know, for instance, in this life, I'm very careful to not do certain things, and I asked myself why, even from a child, as a young person, I was part of the young people, and they would go and do things which, and I would say, please forgive me, but here I cannot be part of you any longer. And I never knew why I said like this, because a young person wants to belong. He does not want to be excluded from the group. He feels insecure, and therefore he sometimes does things just to be part of the group, which he ordinarily would not do, because his need is to belong. But I was considered to be strange. I did not. I just did not cross certain barriers when I was young. Hare Krishna. So I learned from something from the past life, and maybe for some that is the way to learn. Mm.
The reason I asked the question is because this morning in class you were speaking from Prabhupada's purport about the sound vibration penetrating to be with Krishna. I just thought of the way they chant, many of them, they let go.
Yeah.
And they're not even asking for anything.
It will never be forgotten. It will never be forgotten. There's a very nice incident. You will all like to hear this. There was once a procession, funeral procession, and they brought one person to the funeral pyre who had just died. So they were putting the fire on the wood of the funeral pyre, and all of a sudden, the person who's lying there jumps up. He was dead. He jumps up. He said, no need. And he gets off the funeral pyre. Then he's still very excited, and he says, listen to my story. I had left my body, and I was brought before Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, so who are you, and what did you do? And I my case was read. You know, Chitta Gupta was there and reading the records, my records. And then he read, and he became a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he took to the chanting of the holy name, but then he left it. At that moment, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, appeared there. He took me by the arm, he said to Yamaraj, he's mine, don't take him. And he took me away, and he put me back into my body, and here I am. And he told me, this is because you chanted the holy name, therefore I have come and taken you, and now don't stop chanting again. Don't stop ever again your chanting. So yes, those who chant, for them special circumstances are there. Very special circumstances. I could tell you many other stories like this. Yes. So, my dear everyone, how does this sound for you to become a singing, dancing, kirtan loving Pandava Sena? It's an interesting concept, isn't it? To become, all of you can sing like Radhika Ranjan and better. No, with this I didn't mean, you know, I meant you can learn your skills and whatever is your skills. And And I think it will be very strong and very good. Mm. See, this is the reason why I say like this. We have now, with Pandavasenas, many, many really powerful tools to reach out to the people. There is Om Noam. I'm aware that the restaurant suffered a little from the lockdown period, but you have maybe seen there are many people approaching or coming on Friday nights for Kirtan. Is it Friday nights? Yes. We have now, and we will continue with this program, which will, a restaurant program, which will attract many people. We will have to see in what location, maybe the same location, maybe a different location, whatever is the best. And we have this Lincoln Retreat Center, which is, who of you has visited there, if I may ask? Most of you. And some of you have not yet seen, maybe. It's really nice. It's in the out in the country. Please consider going there. It's really, really nice. And we will have retreats when hopefully there is no COVID. COVID is already, it's finished. Oh, yeah. We have this retreat center, and then there are the schools. My dear everyone, can you imagine? We have schools with many, many children who are eating prasadam at least once a day, isn't it? Or twice? Once a day. The main meal is prasadam. And there is so much potency of expanding this and attracting many nice people. And you will see the people will become more and more interested, because the big word for the future will be uncertainty. Where is everything going? No one can say for sure. So they will be attracted to Krishna consciousness if we are strong. And I like this idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much that I want to present it to you. The first devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, they were chanting together in the night. Mahaprabhu, one night he declared, what is the need of sleeping? That sounded like a Pandavasena program. What is the need of speaking, of sleeping? Let us do kirtan throughout the night. And they did so. And they were maintained by the transcendental energy of enthusiasm and joy which was created there. And this is how this movement is really deriving energy from a spiritual source, And kirtan is the easiest way to access that. And there's something else. It is said that Krishna consciousness is the property or the treasure or the birthright of every devotee. But it is often a hidden treasure. The devotee doesn't know where is it. It's like it's a hidden item. You know, nowadays for reading I require these glasses, and because it's still so new, my dependency, my absolute dependency, I used to be able to read also without glasses. Sometimes I need to look for it for however long it takes. So Krishna consciousness belongs to all of you, my dear devotees. It's your birthright. You are meant to be ecstatic and joyful. But sometimes you just can't reach there. You can't get it. You're overwhelmed with so many thoughts. and worries and anxieties, maybe will I pass my exam, yes or no, or does she like me, yes or no, or does he like me, yes or no. These normal, very intense questions are there, and you forget that you are eternal and blissful. So, but it's still your birthright, it belongs to you. And do you know when you can access it? You can access your hidden bhakti, that bhakti which is within you, by sharing it with another person, by helping another person to acquire it. I had a phone call with Giriraj Maharaj. He heard Prabhupada once said, this is a little high, but I will just say it for the older devotees. The love of the gopis for Krishna is available for those who share Krishna consciousness with others. Wow! This means love of Godhead is coming to you when you sit with someone and say, here, and this is this, this can be understood like this, and you share Krishna consciousness. So therefore in Pandava Sena, we always request everyone to do something to share Krishna consciousness with others, because then and only then will you get it yourself. Hare Krishna. Good, my dear everyone. I don't want to take much of your time. I hope there was something valuable for you inside. Let us just chant 5 minutes for the end of this program. Yes? Or should we? Is there another question? Yes, there's. Please. Your good name, please.
I've got a question.
Yes, your good name, please.
At any point in life.
What's your name?
Oh, my name.
Yes.
Aditya.
Aditya, yes, Aditya, please.
At any point in life, young age, old age, will we see God, any form of
it? Yeah, yeah. It is never too late and never too early. It's possible at any point of your life. And in the ancient wisdom texts, we find young boys like Dhruva and Prahlad, who actually saw the Lord. And we also find old men who had lived a life of, you know, being a total debauchee. Is it the English, you know, totally? What is the word?
That's correct.
Yeah, debauchee. Yeah. Yes. Like Ajamil, he was 88 years when he, yes. He was 83 when he had his last son, whom he called Hare Krishna. But on his deathbed, that's really the last moment you can imagine, he chanted the name Narayan, Narayan, and the messengers of the Lord came. So you have asked, Aditya, can we see God at any point in our life? Yes, but most commonly the Lord chooses to appear in a very particular way. He may not appear, you know, like we are accustomed to see with Chakra and Shankar and so on. He appears. Listen to this. He sends us devotees in our lives, and the devotees begin to talk to us, and they give us a process whereby which we can develop the eyes to see the Lord. Let me give you an example. When I was very young, maybe 12 years of age, I would always sneak out in the night. I needed to climb down the wall like Spider-Man and go into the family's garden, and I used to go to one tree and I climbed the tree and I would look up in the sky and I would enjoy being surrounded with vastness. And the question for me was always, could it be that there's someone out there who looks at me at this moment? Could there be that there is a God who looks at me? And then I pray, if you are there, please give me a sign that I can find you. I remember, 12 years old, I would spend sometimes many hours in that tree. Four years ago, I went there and the tree was still there. I climbed. And I would muse about this question. There's this universe, the stars, and everything is in perfect order. Are you there? And if you're there, please give me a sign. And when I was 15 years old, I was very interested in many things, but I met devotees of Krishna, and they gave me a Bhagavad Gita, and I read a little in the Gita, and I became interested I said, what is your process? And they gave me the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and I can say, through this chanting, my vision has cleared so very much that I feel often very close to Krishna. So often the Lord makes an arrangement, and then don't hesitate, grab the opportunity. It may soon be gone, and as you take the opportunity, you will learn how to see the Lord. I remember once my spiritual master, he was confronted, a journalist came to him, and the journalist had asked him, can you show me God, Swamiji? And Prabhupada said, yes, in this way. So the journalist, oops, let's get serious here. He was tightening his... what is it called?
Tie.
Oh, tie, yes. He was... And then Prabhupada said, first you need to become like this here. And he showed to the devotees, meaning that if you take to a spiritual process, then you will see the Lord. You will develop the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Thank you for the very nice question. By the way, you look a little bit like Ghanesham Priya. you know who the Jai Shetty? You have looked him up, and he's from the Pandava Sena. He's Jai Shetty. You can Google it. Google. He's an influencer. Isn't it? Yeah, the light in the eyes is similar. Please look him up. He has that shining in the eyes, and you look very similar to him. Yes. Good.